Did you ever see a bumper sticker on somebody's car and it made you turn on your turn signal and switch lanes immediately to get as far away from them as possible?
I can't say it's had that dramatic of an effect, but I've certainly had bumper stickers that I read them and I'm either A, offended, or B, immediately assume that that person is a moron.
Or a crazy person, yeah. Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a bumper sticker driving down the street and it said, "Warning, I'm a bad driver." And I was like, what?
Okay.
You don't get to be a bad driver. Like, you can't just
declare
say,
it.
Right. You can't just say, "I'm a bad driver," because you know what? You probably shouldn't be on the road if you know that you're a terrible driver, right?
You feel like it's a disclaimer thing. Like, I mean, the student driver thing always makes me nervous. When I see the student driver sticker, that makes me nervous.
But at least you know what they're learning, so you give them a pass. If you've been driving for 20 years or 15 years and you're like, "Nah, I'm just not good at this, but I'm going to keep on plowing along and hitting things along the way," like, that's a problem.
You feel like some people lie. You ever see somebody with the student driver bumper sticker and you pull up and they're like 50? And you're like, that's not true.
Well, maybe.
Like,
they might be.
Or they're like in like a large vehicle and you're like, that's not a student driver vehicle. You're like, I don't think you have a second brake pedal in that thing. What's happening here?
I saw a student driver sticker on a BMW.
Right.
I was like, wait a minute.
You're a liar. You're clearly a liar.
Is your dad Jeff Bezos? Who put the new driver in a BMW? What are you doing?
What's happening here?
Yeah. I was thinking about it, though. I'm like, there are just some things you cannot be bad at.
Okay.
Like, you can't openly admit that you are bad at this thing. And I would say that being a bad driver, one of those things. You're not allowed to be a bad driver, or you can't drive.
Well, I mean, you have to improve, right? I mean, you have to get better.
Yeah. We asked on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven and on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, what are the things that you cannot be bad at? Raven, see if you agree or disagree.
Okay, go.
Can't be bad at singing. I disagree.
Yeah, I mean, plenty of people are bad at singing. That's why we have singing competition shows. That's why when you hear somebody wonderful, you go, "Oh my gosh, that's a great voice."
Can you be bad at spelling and grammar?
Yeah, I mean, I think nowadays the focus on that is not even as strong as it used to be.
Oh,
right?
Gosh, no, I disagree on this.
No?
You have to know the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to know the there. You know, you have to be able to know the differences. And otherwise, I feel like you can never succeed.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just feel like the computer corrects so much of it now at this point. And When you see somebody who doesn't know the difference, you can't ridicule them publicly. You can in your mind decide that they are a terrible person, but you can't say it out loud. That's really what I mean.
Can you be bad at being a friend?
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to have great success with it. You shouldn't be, but yeah, people can be.
Can you be bad at brain surgery? Of course you can be bad at brain surgery. You're just not a brain surgeon like me. Like, I wouldn't know what I'm doing. I admit it. I'm probably a really bad brain surgeon.
It's not the type of thing you want to open up and take a look under the hood.
Can you be bad at being a pilot?
I would imagine so, but don't do it. That's why there's, you know, tests. Maybe I'm getting this wrong. You can try to be bad at it, but somebody's going to stop you, let's hope.
And how about being a mom?
Plenty of people fail at being parents. You know, you have to show up and care, right?
Mm.
But plenty of people, you know, fail anyways, despite their best efforts. That happens too.
Somebody wrote breathing. Can you be bad at breathing? I mean, if you are, you're dead.
I was going to say hygiene or something like that. Pretty basic, you know?
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What is driving you crazy right now? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Sandy, that's all I need to know about you.
If you park on your grass when you have a perfectly good driveway, that is all I need to know about you.
What is it about people parking on grass that bugs people out so much? I have a neighbor that's been doing this, too. I mean, granted, they have like 10, 12 cars. All the adult kids are back and, you know, half their boyfriends or girlfriends are living in the house or whatever. So they got a lot of vehicles. But even with space available in their driveway, they park like two of the cars on the grass. And it bothers me every time I walk by.
Yeah, I don't like to see a car parked on grass. I don't like it at all. And I don't know why. I don't know why it bothers me so much.
But it's not my grass. It's not your grass. What do we care?
I know. But it is. There's something about it. When you look at it, it feels wrong.
It's like unsettling.
You're killing it. You're killing the grass, right? Also, your neighbors have 10 to 12 cars parked in their driveway?
They do. I mean, I think they have 3 adult kids, and all of them are back in the house right now at this point. You know, they move out. They come back. and like two of them are married now. It's crazy.
How big is the house?
It's, I mean, it's large, but I don't know. They're fitting them all in there somehow.
That's crazy. Olivia, that's all I need to know about you.
If you won't RSVP to my Memorial Day party because, I don't know, you're waiting around to see if you're going to get a better offer, that's all I need to know about you.
That's messed up. Who's doing that?
My sister. Like, she does this every year. Like, you know, she waits until the last minute because, I don't know, she's trying to get on somebody's boat or something. And, you know, she won't, you know, RSVP. And then last minute, she's like, oh, you know, what can I bring? And I'm like, just don't bring anything because you can't even cook.
Beer and ice at this point. Beer and ice. Your last minute,
yeah,
beer and ice.
Exactly.
Jeff, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. If you're constantly complaining about where the newspaper got delivered and ended up on your lawn, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. Who is this person? Are they 100?
It's my dad. It's that generation. Yeah, exactly. It's people who are still getting the newspaper, and then all they do is have comments about, like, the poor person. They're not even going door-to-door or house-to-house anymore. You know, it's one every 11 houses is getting the paper, and they're trying to deliver these early in the morning. He never shuts up about it.
But you threw my paper right into the sprinkler system, all right? Now, who's that going to take care of? That ain't going to help me out. Or throw it in the driveway. Put it in a bag, paper boy.
I just Googled, do they still deliver newspapers? Because I didn't even know that you could still get a newspaper delivered to your home. Like, there's still paper boys?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not really a paper boy anymore. It's like a mom or a dad. This is like their fourth job of the day. And they got a car load full of newspapers. And they drive through 3 zip codes delivering these things.
I can't believe. Like, I would love to know how many people still get the newspaper delivered to them.
Not enough to keep newspapers going much longer.
Like the kid, I just imagine like the kid on the bike that like rides by and like throws it. Like that can't be a thing.
No, that kid's gone now.
He's 60. If you haven't had much luck in finding the perfect partner, don't worry. There's a new trend that's taking over that's going to solve that in a heartbeat.
Hey, my name is Danny and I married myself on December the 10th, 2022.
She married herself.
My name is Danny, and I married myself.
And she did, and she's not alone. There's a lot of people that are doing this. It's called polygamy. I hope I'm saying that right. Polygamy, where now I did some research.
Okay.
And I looked online, and when I started writing, "Is it legal to marry?" Ironically, the first thing that came up was myself. The second thing that came up was my cousin. So,
what was the answer on marrying yourself?
In America, you are not allowed to legally marry yourself. Now, you can do whatever you want,
yeah,
but it's not going to be seen in the eyes of the law.
Right. You can't, like, you could do a ceremony, but you just can't file or whatever and expect any of the protections and promises that come with being married in the United States.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Here are her vows.
Will you commit to never giving up until your dying day? Do you promise to give yourself grace? Do you commit to praying and finding the answers within yourself?
Yes, I do.
Yay!
Wait a minute. Did she answer in a different voice? Because seems weird.
That was the minister that giving the vows, and then she was responding.
Oh, I see. All
yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay.
But then she dropped this bombshell, Raven.
I spent $4,000 on my wedding.
I'm not the only one getting married today. You are too. So there is a bag in your chair with a ring in it.
At my wedding, I asked everyone else to marry themselves too.
I now pronounce you married to yourself.
Wow, yay!
Do you go if you get this invitation? Just be real with me. Do you go?
Do you give a gift? How much? I mean, you have to, right? It's a celebration of the $4,000.
Yeah, if you go. And then she said everybody else marry themselves too. Like, I don't know if I want to be a part of that when I'm there. I don't know. You know what I mean? I'll be like, yeah, my friend's marrying themselves. Imagine how many times you're going to have to explain that before you actually get to the party. God forbid you need a babysitter or a dog sitter. That conversation is going to take hours.
You say you're going to a wedding. You don't have to say that they're just marrying themselves. I'm going to a wedding.
I guess.
Yeah. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
According to Danny, we have just married ourselves. If you were to give yourself vows at your own wedding, what would they sound like?
Who's going first?
You can do your vows.
Oh, lucky me, lucky me. Okay. I promise to never, ever make you change the game or turn off a terrible survival show on Discovery Channel, even if you're sleeping to it. I love to fall asleep to television all the time. My wife just thinks she can switch it. Forget it. I vow to provide a sandwich to you in sickness and in health at least once every week till cholesterol does us part. And I'll never complain how you load the dishwasher or organize your closet. And I promise to always order pizza with your favorite toppings.
That was good vows.
Thank you.
Good vows.
Would you? I mean, would I marry myself in those circumstances? I guess I would, because there's nothing worse than when somebody says, do you want pizza? And then all their ideas for toppings are terrible.
Yeah. All right, ready for my vows to myself,
please.
When I marry myself, my polygamy?
Yeah.
I do take myself, Anna, to be my own bride. I promise to eat the cake if I want the cake and not be sad that I ate the cake and the calories after I ate the entire thing. I promise to be true to myself because I don't think you can actually cheat on yourself. And if you do, you probably forgive yourself rather quickly, I would think, right? For richer or poorer, but hopefully there won't be a poorer because I'll win the lottery and won't have to share it with anyone because my spouse is myself.
Good rule.
And I will buy all the shoes. I will sleep in and I will travel until death. This is my solemn vow.
You know what? As much as I love sandwiches, yours might have been better.
When you meet someone for the first time, what is the first thing you notice about their appearance? Because the internet has been talking about this.
Johnny Depp was the center of attention at the Cannes Film Festival, but it wasn't just his movie performance that had people talking. Photos of Depp walking the red carpet quickly took the internet by storm, with many fans focused on his, quote, rotting teeth.
His teeth are nasty. Oh, my gosh. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, there's so many internet clips talking about it.
Johnny Depp's teeth are rotting.
Wait, huh?
Wow. Terrible.
I mean, it's like the headline.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like, guess what?
Johnny Depp's teeth and Jack Sparrow have a lot in common. I'm surprised with all this money, he doesn't have good dental care.
I mean, that's a dude doing commentary from his closet in his apartment.
At least they didn't bury the lead. Like, They're just getting right to it. Like,
Oh, wow. I know. And it's funny because I first saw this. I'm like, how bad could his teeth possibly be? Like, how bad can Johnny Depp's teeth be?
Yeah.
Then I looked at the picture and I was like, oh, no. They're like brown and rotting.
Right, I'm going to Google it.
Google it. Yeah. And he said that in an interview, he said he'd rather eat ticks than have good teeth and have to take care of his teeth. And I was like, what?
That doesn't make any sense.
What are you talking about?
Ew.
That's what happens when you've been famous and rich for too long. You say things that don't make any sense like that. Like, I'd rather eat ticks than brush my teeth.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I mean, it doesn't take a lot of effort. That's all I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Like, just grab yourself some, you know, some
ooh, they are not good looking teeth.
They're bad, huh?
Yeah, they're bad looking teeth. They're discolored. They're falling apart here.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, they've long been known for a long time. Johnny Depp's got bad habits, right? He does like to get messed up. Those things don't lead themselves to good teeth health.
I'm one of those people.
Teeth health. Yeah.
Tooth health.
Well, whatever.
Tooth health.
You know what I mean.
Dental health.
Either way, start flossing,
there
bro.
You go.
All right, so here's the thing. When I meet somebody for the first time, first thing I notice is their teeth. Mm-hmm. Like, ironically, when I saw this, I was like, it would be one of those things where if I met Johnny Depp, I would just be staring at his mouth the entire time.
Teeth like that are going to smell, too. Yeah, you're not going to have a pleasant smelling mouth if that's what your teeth look like.
Right.
John, when you meet somebody for the first time, what's the first thing you notice?
Their eyes, honestly. Like, you know, what's the expression that they have? And honestly, if someone, especially a guy, has like heavy eye makeup, I tend to think to myself like, this might be a slightly disagreeable person. Only because if you're a guy who wears makeup, that's cool. If you wear just that eyeliner, it's always followed with like a dour, like emo expression, like, hi,
fair.
I'm Trevor. Nice to meet you. Like, you know, I don't know. It's something about specifically the eyeliner.
Poor Trevor.
I know, Trevor.
There's a perfectly good Trevor somewhere right
eyeliner.
Now going, why?
Yeah.
Why me?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's not wearing eyeliner, then yes, he's a perfectly good Trevor.
Sean, you meet somebody for the first time. What do you, the thing that sticks out about them?
Eyebrows.
Especially
when they got like the unibrow, it's so tough for me to not stare at it. I'm like, does someone have tweezers? Can I pluck that? Like, take care of your eyebrows, man.
I mean, at least they're healthy at that point, right? I mean, they get thinner as you get older, or your health fades, right?
I mean, they got
a strong unibrow. It says, hey, I'm healthy.
Or if you survive the 80s and 90s when that's all everybody had was like the pencil thin, all of a sudden my friends are panicking because like the thicker
nothing
eyebrows
left.
Are in and they're like, please grow. Raven, you meet somebody for the first time, what's the first thing you notice about their appearance?
Hair doesn't have to be great, but it's just got to be combed. It's got to be clean or whatever. I mean, it's the first thing that you see when you put yourself in front of a mirror is your face and your hair. And if you haven't done anything to make your hair clean, then I'm saying, you know, how are you presenting yourself to the world, right? Like, what's going on with you?
I agree with that, but let's all raise our hand if we think that you should brush your teeth and not look like Johnny Depp with his teeth.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I feel like that one's a given, right?
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. Whales are trending.
Oh, boy.
Orcas. Killer whales.
Well, it appears killer whales might be teaching their young to attack and capsize boats, according to multiple eyewitnesses in Europe.
Isn't that wild? They're being trained. They're being trained to capsize boats.
I don't know about that. I mean, listen, I've seen orcas go after boats before. This is something that they've been talking about happening for a while. But, I mean, like, they're raising the young to be like, we're going to fight back now.
It gets crazier.
It's our time.
Here's what's happening.
Dozens of orca attacks have taken place in the Strait of Gibraltar. Experts now believe one traumatized whale could have started it all.
Can you imagine? One whale got wrong. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know what? I'm going to be the leader and I'm going to lead this revolution. We're going to take down all these boats. One angry whale that probably got hit by one of these boats.
You know what? I mean, I've seen the video. It's scary. No question about it. On the other hand, when you tell a story like that, go for it, whales. Mm. Bring some vengeance. Bring some respect back to your name.
So they were asked, like,
these are our streets.
Do you think that these whales are doing it on purpose?
Well, I would say that they definitely know what they're doing. And researchers have published a preliminary study just showing that they're attacking more sailboats than motorized boats. So if you're a sailor out there, sorry, a killer whale in that area is likely to come for you.
What?
Wow. I mean, they really make it terrifying, right? They're trying to kill the charter business in one shot right now.
Yeah, this is happening in Europe. Keep that in mind. So we got a little time before they make their way over here. Not much.
Well, yeah, I've been hearing a lot over by Portugal, all that area, too. It's scary stuff. Listen, if you got surrounded by sea creatures out there, and I mean, they're just inherently larger than you. Mm. It's their domain. You're not in control. That would be terrifying. On the other hand, we've been disrespecting whales for a long time.
Maybe their time has come.
But you know what? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Right?
What do you do if you're actually swarmed by these killer whales and you're on a sailboat?
Well, usually when there's an interaction or a whale coming to a boat, I usually tell people or the master to put the boat in neutral and put a big smile on their face. But
what?
I would say I would advise not to jump off the vessel.
If the boat is, if the whale is going to flip the boat,
yeah,
I'm not going to smile.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm going to jump off. I think I'm just going to panic. Yeah. I think my plan is panic, right? Yeah.
This is why my rule is always that I'm not going on a boat in the ocean unless it's large enough for the helicopter to land on. All right? I'm going to need some route of escape to get out of this area. That's scary. There's no question about it.
It's so funny that there's one whale that got wrong that's leading this revolution and teaching all the other whales how to flip these boats.
I mean, this seems like a lot of assumptions, but it's in the theory of possibility is what I would say is, right? One, they do communicate. Obviously.
Mm-hmm. For over a decade, we've been concerned about the zombies, like, you know, the uprising of the zombies, mm-hmm. that they're going to take over and we're going to have a problem with them.
Yeah.
Now the new thing is ChatGPT. You know, artificial intelligence, it's going to destroy humankind. What if it's the orcas? I mean, we literally call them killer whales, but then we laugh and say that they're harmless. We've been telling ourselves they're not killer whales and call them killer whales for years.
What if whales are working under the guidance of AI? In the ocean. See this? Now AI has already infiltrated sonar, which has been going against whales for a long time.
Mm.
And now the whales know. They're using it to secretly communicate. You remember in Independence Day where there was that thing ticking down? Maybe you don't remember. Either way.
No.
It could be something similar like that.
No, I'm just envisioning zombie whales, and that's not a good look at all.
Oh!
There's a new TikTok trend. Anytime you say that out loud, you just brace yourself, right?
Yeah, I think that they're probably going to be eating something, ingesting something, some nonsense like that.
No, it's dumber than that.
Okay.
It's happening in London right now. And what it is, it's people walking into random strangers' homes for clout. So just walking into a stranger's house.
Yeah, great.
James.
James.
Hi. You man, come.
Hello, James.
We need to speak to James.
James.
Yep, just walking into a stranger's house and the family freaking out, being like, oh my gosh, who is this person? Why are they in our home? And being filmed the entire time.
Well, that's stupid.
Dumb.
Yeah. Seems like it's smarter over in England, I gotta tell you, than it is here in the United States, though.
With our dumb things?
I mean, it's just be honest. There's a lot less... There's less gun violence in the United States or in England than there is in the United States.
That would not work here, definitely.
Yeah. All right. In England, there's a lot less firearms, and here there's a lot more. I wouldn't recommend this, teenagers.
All right, I'm going to play a game. It's called TikTok Fake or Real.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read you and tell you about a trend, and you tell me, is it fake or real? Okay?
Okay.
The hashtag Clean Your Room Challenge. This is how fast a teenager can clean their room, and they post it on TikTok.
I would say that that is fake.
That is fake.
Yes.
Correct. I just made that up, and I'm hoping it catches on. I hope that people do it, and then, like, that is one that I can sign on to. How fast can you clean your room? I'll time you. Got to do it in 15 seconds to make this TikTok. Ready, go.
That would be a great trend.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
How about NyQuil chicken, where people dip their chicken into NyQuil and then eat it to help them feel better when they're sick?
That sounds disgusting. I hope that's a lie.
That's a real thing.
Oh, gosh.
Here's a news report.
It's called the NyQuil Challenge, or Sleepy Chicken, and it started on TikTok. It's a foul kind of high that isn't flying with U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Oh. See what you did there? It's a foul kind of high that isn't flying. Yeah. Oh, that was pretty good, though.
Yeah, all these health officials had to say, like, please stop doing this. You're going to die.
Gosh.
Yeah. How about hashtag vampire fangs?
Vampire fangs? That sounds fake.
I'm going to file my teeth down with a nail file because they are not perfect. I have some ridges, and we're balling on a budget.
Brace yourselves. It's a TikTok trend that's making many people cringe.
Oh, my gosh.
Filing teeth with a nail file.
Guys, it's literally working. Wait, let me give myself some vampire teeth now.
Yep.
Oh.
So vampire,
I'm not good at this game.
No, vampire fangs and teeth filing, both real trends. Vampire fangs, people were super gluing like the Halloween fangs on, and the dentists were having a heart attack. And then they also freaked out, the dentist, when people started filing their teeth to get rid of the ridges.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Hashtag jump off the Brooklyn Bridge challenge.
That sounds absolutely terrifying and not real. Nobody's going to do that.
It's not real.
Thank you.
Yeah, I made one up, and it's when you try to convince your parents that all your friends are doing something, so you should do it, too. All right, how about the frozen honey challenge? And that's where you eat frozen honey, and it's supposed to be like ice cream.
I think I remember this. This was real, right?
Last night, I froze some honey in a small plastic bottle to see what this frozen honey trend is all about. Look how cool this looks. I used some scissors to cut a piece just so the rest of my family can enjoy it. And the verdict is...
so good.
Now, the only thing...
Look at how cool this looks. It's just frozen honey.
Right. The problem is a lot of people got diarrhea from it.
Oh.
So the doctors had to come over and be like, hey, not good to eat it like this. Not a good thing for you. Like, small doses of honey is fine. Big ones are going to really mess with your gastrointestinal system.
Yeah. Still better than walking into a stranger's house, though.
True. Why would we possibly be playing Christmas music when it is almost Memorial Day time? That's because our Christmas movie came out and we didn't even know.
Yeah.
We didn't even know. Surprise.
Yeah, here it is. Bang.
Yeah.
Like a gift you can unwrap in the middle of summer.
So we spent most of last year filming a Christmas movie that we had come up with an idea for. We teamed up with an independent movie house named Gemelli Films, and they created our Christmas movie. It's called Santa's Second Wife. We had a big premiere this past holiday season, but we were waiting for it to be released widespread. We didn't know when. We weren't sure who was going to pick it up. And it was a lot of like moving parts, I guess. Right, Raven?
That's for sure.
And finally, we heard a couple months ago, Tubi, which is like a free streaming service, was going to pick it up. And it'll probably come out around the holidays. And we were like, okay, that's cool.
Yep.
Then we get an email 2 days ago and they're like, hey, guys, Tubi TV, they already released it. And we were like, what?
Yeah, well, I mean, Christmas in July is a thing, right? So, I mean, Hallmark does that. A couple of the networks do that.
It's May 23rd.
Yeah. So it's early for that. So it wasn't really what we anticipated on that. Tubi is an app that you can download on your smart television. So, I mean, hey, surprise, you can watch the movie right now.
It's free. You can watch the movie for free. It's got like built-in ads or however they do it. They call it the free streaming. It's picking up popularity. It's made by Samsung or whatever.
Okay.
So the movie is an hour and 37 minutes long. And if you haven't been following along, you don't know the whole saga of it. It's called Santa's Second Wife, and it was an idea that I had on the air for a Hallmark movie, kind of like a cheesy Hallmark movie, and it picked up steam and it actually got made. It's the story about what happens when Mrs. Claus leaves Santa Claus and he falls in love with somebody else. And there's a lot of big stars in the film, including me and Raven.
That's right.
Here's a clip from one of our scenes. Oh, Nev, I heard that the Boutif packing cubes aren't the only thing you're checking out for Valentine's Day.
What do you mean, Anna?
I was talking to your daughters. They told me that you're on marrymatches.com.
Marrymatches.com offered you a membership in exchange for a review. That's what I heard.
I mean, there's a plenty of single people looking for dates for tomorrow night for Valentine's Day. Tell us about it.
So have you gone on any dates? I mean, don't leave us hanging here, Nev.
That was it. That was it. That was our big debut in a movie.
Yeah, I mean, we had a couple scenes. We were electrifying.
We were good. I gotta say, my spray tan looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I look really nice and tan. It doesn't look fake. I was really worried about that for a while.
Thank you to the lighting crew.
Yeah.
It does take a while for lighting crews to set up. It's something that we learned about making movies, but it was definitely worth it.
It's the longest day of our life to film that movie. To film three scenes, it took us literally about 15 hours. It was wildly long.
It was quite a process.
All right, so the movie, again, hour 37. 7 minutes long. I'm going to say we're not winning any Oscars for this. Just going to put it out there. But we had a lot of fun making it. If you want to have some fun and watch it too, you can watch it for free on Tubi. Just search for Santa's Second Wife. You can go right online at TubiTV.com and check it out there.
I mean, it's perfect afternoon filler right now. Yeah. There's a writer's strike going on. Perfect timing.
Yeah. I don't know. Should they ban cell phones at shows? Because it might be happening whether you like it or not. So, Raven, this weekend is finally my turn to see Taylor Swift. I'm voyaging to MetLife Stadium.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm very excited. But thanks to my 14-year-old daughter, I already know absolutely everything that is going to happen.
You told me this. You mentioned this.
And, I know the playlist. Yeah. I have it memorized. I even planned when I'm going to go to the bathroom and go get a hot dog.
It's kind of a bummer, right?
I don't know. So I'm not the kind of person that likes surprises. Mm-hmm. And so I like to know what I'm in for. I like to know that I'm going to be there for 3.5 hours.
I would want to know that, too. I mean, when a normal concert is an hour and a half, 2 hours, yeah, I would want to know that, too.
But because of everybody filming the entire shows, I mean, the other night, on Saturday night, we were watching it being live streamed on TikTok by somebody that was in the crowd. And I was wondering, I'm like, does it take away from the experience when you already saw it? You saw it through a lens, so it's different than experiencing it and feeling that energy in person.
Yeah.
But a lot of these artists now, not Taylor Swift, but a lot of other artists are banning cell phones at shows, and not just concerts, at like comedy events, too. I know that Beyonce did it in Dubai. Mm-hmm. Alicia Keys across the board.
Sure.
A bunch of my friends went to go see Kevin Hart not too long ago, and they did the pouches. So that's when they take your phone at the beginning, you put it in this pouch, it locks at the beginning of the show, and it doesn't unlock until the end of the show.
Sure.
Now, that gives me anxiety as a mom, because the first thing I think is, like, what if my kids need to reach me? What if the babysitter calls? Like, you know? But I don't know. What do you think about getting rid of cell phones at shows?
Well, I know why they're doing it, right? I mean, I see why Beyonce does it in Dubai, because she doesn't want to, you know, ruin the big debut of her tour here. I understand why the comedians are doing it, because they're selling their product. And once the joke gets out one time, it's really not the same. If it goes viral and everybody hears it, it's not going to land the same. I think Taylor Swift is probably largely ignoring it because, number one, the exposure she gets is, I mean, she's already got that exposure everywhere, and you can't stop a tidal wave.
Right.
But for myself, I don't love a sea of cell phones in front of me, all viewing. And when I look out at the crowds of people when I'm at the show, the amount of them that are actually enjoying the show is a lot lower than I remember it to be. They all are just concerned about where their phone is positioned, and they'll never look back at those videos. In my opinion, they're not going to do that.
So truthfully, when I'm at a show, I don't film a lot. Like, I want to experience it. I want to, like, just be in the moment and all that. But I don't know if I like the idea that you're going to take my phone, or you're going to lock my phone and not give me access to my phone. That's the thing that kind of, like,
Would it be any different if they jammed it? Because that's the other alternative, right? They're going to use electronic signals at some point to jam phones. And if it won't work for phone calls anyways, then what's the difference?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know. I feel like we've reached this point in our lives where we need to be reached. And this is panic of, like, what if there's an emergency? How did I exist in 1996?
You are
how?
Right. We are so much more important nowadays than we were then. You are correct about that.
Should they ban cell phones at concerts? Headed to Taylor Swift this weekend. So excited. But I already know absolutely everything that's going to happen because it's been live streamed a million times.
Yeah, that's crazy to me, right? I mean, to have seen all of it before. Imagine if you saw every great movie before you went and saw it.
Terrible. Yeah.
But you know what? Like, I also don't want my rights taken away that I can't have my cell phone in my hand at that show. So what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Is it right that so many artists are banning cell phones from their shows? Tim, what do you think?
I love this question, but I also feel like we've been conditioned to feel it's important to have our cell phones on us 24/7. And when, in fact, instead of living in the moment and enjoying in the moment, we're too busy worrying about what everyone else is doing and recording it so we can share it, as opposed to enjoying every second of that moment, the hard-earned money that took to get to the show, whether it's comedy or music, let's stay in the moment as people in general and enjoy the memory that we have in the moment. Just my humble opinion.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think we've been brainwashed to feel like we need these things. Mm-hmm. You know, the good news is no matter what they decide, it won't last anyways, because some lawyer is going to sue and say it's part of an infringement on our civil liberties anyway. So it won't matter.
100%. 100%.
The kids just leave it alone.
I love listening to you in the morning.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for being with us.
David, what do you think about banning phones at concerts?
Absolutely. Get rid of them. I mean, you're there for the experience. And when has anybody ever gone back and rewatched a portion of their concert on their phone? It's stupid. Get rid of them.
I'm totally with that. You never, ever, ever watch these videos.
But what if you catch something really funny happening on the video? That's the thing. It's like, what if you miss that one moment?
Yeah, yeah. Light falls from the sky, lands on somebody's head.
Well, yes, but other things too. Like, there's this one. I went to go see Kelly Clarkson one time with my daughter.
Hmm.
And you know how you think you sound like them when you're singing at the top of your lungs?
Right.
I go back and watch that video with my daughter, and we die laughing because it's me singing "Because of You" at the top of my lungs, thinking I sound just like her, and it's awful. Because of you, you know, and then it's nice to have those memories.
Jim, what do you think? Cell phone bans at shows. You think that's cool? Is it a good idea, bad idea, what?
So I saw a show where the cell phone was banned, and I had to give it in earlier and then get it back to the end of the show, and I found it incredibly annoying. But, like, when the concert is going on, it's actually great. I was with you with, like, you know, I don't like to look out. I want to see the stage and instead of see, like, screens looking back at you.
Mm.
And I also think that, yeah, we never look at those again. But I did find it annoying. But I have to say, afterwards, I thought it was grateful, right? You know? But I'm a massive fan of, like, just get rid of them. Because, like, we're not in the moment when we do it. And you're spending a lot of money to do it. And, yeah, maybe somebody's saying, oh, I'm spending a lot of money, I can watch it. But I don't think you're also annoying the other people around you. So
they basically put Bic lighters out of business. Because now, like, you don't see the sea of lighters anymore. You just see the cell phone lights.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then what were the thumb burning your thumb?
Bring back the Bic lighter.
Yeah, that badge of honor, the callus from you burning it at the Motley Crue show. Right.
Bring back the Bic lighters.
Addison, what do you think? Should they ban phones at concerts?
Absolutely. I'm 5 feet tall. It's bad enough that everybody's tall around me and I can hardly see the stage. But then you add people holding up their cell phones. I mean, who actually watches the videos of the, like, of the concerts afterwards? Nobody. Just let people see. If I wanted to just listen, I'd listen to the radio or I'd listen to Spotify or something.
I was at Disney fireworks and you could not see the fireworks because there were just guys with just their phones held up in front of everybody's face. Like, go on YouTube and watch that video. You don't need to record that video right now. And it's 1,000 clips, too. It's not even like one video that they put together. It's like 1,000 little clips, all 15 seconds. What are you doing with that?
I never understood why people, I mean, forget concerts. I never understood why people took videos of fireworks. Like, when are you going to be like, you know what? Let's watch the 4th of July fireworks all over again.
Let's do that.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. Then you decide who's right. Steven and Iris. Iris, what's going on?
Well, so my parents are having a bit of a tiff right now. You know, my dad, he is, you know, I can't even call this a midlife crisis because he's way past that. But he went out and bought this $40,000 fishing boat without talking to my mom about it. And now they haven't spoken in 3 months. And he's like, you know, Steven's like, you know, we need to do something about it. And I'm like, no, like, they do this all the time. I'm not getting involved with it. Like, I just can't be bothered with them not talking to one another. I think at this point in time, like, they're old enough. They should be able to figure this out on their own. And I just want to stay out of it. But Steven is super insistent on, you know, getting himself in the mix.
Steven, why do you want to get in the mix of your in-laws if they're fighting?
I just want this problem resolved. I think it's easy to figure out. These two have been married forever. This isn't the first argument they've been in. And it impacts Iris and I. Like, we've got two kids, and it's not easy to just bring them over to grandma and grandpa's and drop them off. It's impacting us. So, come on, let's just get it resolved.
You just want your babysitters back.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Iris, is this how your parents fight? When they fight, do they just, they don't speak for a certain amount of time or whatever?
That's the MO. Yeah. And I think at this point in their age, like, expecting them to change is kind of, I don't know, it's a little wishful thinking, yeah. I think.
Steven, what is your plan? Like, what do you think you can do to get yourself in the middle and make them make up?
I can talk to them. You know how there's a family dynamic? You know, if Iris goes in there, there's all the baggage from childhood and all the preconceptions and defensiveness. I can go in. They like me. You know, it doesn't go that deep. I can talk it out and come to a solution. It doesn't have to mean more than it means.
Hmm. I mean, there might be some truth to that. You can also hide behind your grandkids, which is is not a terrible way either. On the other hand...
No, I definitely don't want my kids in the middle of this and using them as bait.
No, I didn't physically mean that you bring them into the room and they're standing there. I meant just like, you know, you just say, listen, you know, we want to be able to bring the kids over and all that stuff. We can't have you guys have all this tension. And, you know, a lot of times that will do it. On the other hand, you're at a certain age, right, Anna? And you've got plans for your life and your partner does something that they didn't discuss with you or maybe you had a disagreement about before. That kind of animosity can linger for a little bit. They can.
Why don't we see what the audience has to say about it? 1-800-330-9999. Does Steven have any right to get involved with his in-laws' fight if he thinks that he can fix it or that he can at least start a conversation? Or is Iris right? She knows her parents. This is how they fight. It's not their problem. They got to work it out on their own.
Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Would you ever get involved in your in-laws' disagreement, even if it had nothing to do with you? What's going on between Steven and Iris. Iris's parents have been fighting for about 3 months with each other. I don't know, wait, he bought a fishing boat, didn't tell her. They're super mad about it. The problem is that Steven says, if I could just talk to them and sit them down, we can work through this together.
Sometimes when you see somebody else's issue, you say to yourself, this is a non-issue, right? This is a little thing. This is cut and dry. Can't somebody just be practical about this? On the other hand, they were practical people once, and they've been married for like 40, 50 years now at this point. And this is how they're dealing with it. I mean, even if Iris was involved in the argument herself, it would be difficult for Steven to get involved.
Well, Iris says exactly that. Like, I'm just stay out of it.
Right.
Even though it's affecting our kids and we can't bring them there and this is uncomfortable for everybody, you got to stay out of it. But what do you think? Would you jump in if you're a son-in-law? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Lisa, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. He has no business getting involved in the in-laws' relationship. They need to work it out for themselves. It's not his place to fix their problems.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court. Do you ever get involved in your in-laws' argument, even if it has absolutely nothing to do with you? Steven and Iris married. Iris's parents have been in a huge fight with each other for the last couple months. He bought a fishing boat, didn't ask her, whatever. But the issue is that Steven wants to get involved. He said to his wife, I know how to fix this. They love me. Let me sit them down together. We can work through this. It's been too uncomfortable for all of us and the kids for too long.
Yeah, Iris thinks that's a terrible idea. She just says this completely could blow up in your face. And I have to say, you know, on the outside, not knowing him, I would think the same thing. It's one thing if somebody has a friend and they want to talk to you about something that's going on in your relationship, right? It's something else if a family member wants to get involved in your marriage. Your marriage is not a situation where you take a ton of advice. If you want advice, you ask for advice during your marriage.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Paul?
I'm on her side. I'm a little older than these folks, I'm assuming. That being said, maybe I'm not, but it doesn't matter. All I know is you don't get involved in family squabbles that are not your direct family. I've seen it over and over. It's disastrous. They may love you, but this is going to put a black mark on your name, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, even if something that's been going on for 3 months, I tend to agree. 3 months is really a blink of an eye in a lifetime. And this is something that if I'm the father-in-law or the mother-in-law, I might not forget forever. I won't forget it the rest of your life.
It's just, it's not his problem.
Yeah.
It's one thing if they had a problem with them and there was an issue that amongst them, but he's not a part of it.
Right. It seems like the reason he wants to fix
exactly
it is because
right.
he wants his babysitters built in. Mm. Like, I mean, really.
This is a selfish desire.
Hey, Vanessa, whose side are you on?
I am definitely on the wife's side, especially when it comes to inserting yourself in someone else's marriage. But on the other hand, if they want a simple solution, don't bring the kids over there, don't talk to the grandparents. And then when one of the grandparents calls and says, hey, we miss you, where are you? Just tell them, you're having a negative effect on my family, and, you know, I don't want my kids around that. So once you get everything straight, we'll come back out.
Hey, Amanda, whose side are you on today?
Oh, I am on the other side, as I grew up with parents that always put me in the middle, and I always said, I can't deal with it. Now I'm 35, they're divorced, and I still try to get put in the middle of it, and I still will stay on my own side.
I'm confused. So they try and put you in the middle of it, and you butt out, or you decide to pick a side and get involved?
I butt out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
It's the only way you could do. How do you choose between your mom and your dad?
Right.
You know?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Iris, our audience agreed with you today. You got to stay out of it, Steven. It's not your parents. It's not your fight. They got to work through it on their own.
See? The you people agree, Steven. So just listen to me. I'm always right. Well, most of the time anyway.
You know what? This is just one less thing for me to have to deal with. So I will let this blow over and enjoy my life and be happy that my parents deal with things differently.
Hey, 40 grand, nice fishing boat. Maybe go out.
Yeah.
Hey, stepdad, take me for a ride. You'll come home. You'll be in trouble with Iris, too. It'll be perfect.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven Cash Jackpot is $500 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains. May 26th through June 5th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Hey, Christine, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it, Christine. Good luck.
I'm going to go so far today, Christine, and say that if you can get all five, you'll take him down. You think you can do it?
I hope so.
All right, let's do it. So five questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the room. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Jimmy Buffett had to cancel tour dates due to an unnamed medical issue. He owns what casual dining American restaurant chain named after one of his most popular songs?
Margaritaville.
Number two, Time Out magazine lists the top 60 songs of the 80s, and it ranked Prince's Purple Rain at number one. Prince's estate outside of Minneapolis is called what?
No idea.
Number three, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a new job. He is chief action officer at Netflix. In what film did Jamie Lee Curtis play Arnold's wife?
I don't know.
Number four, who is the actor in Apple TV show Ted Lasso that got divorced on the show and ended his relationship at the same time in real life?
Who's the actor?
Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis.
And number five, the new Netflix series XO Kitty dropped in May. The show is a spinoff to what film based off a book by Jenny Han starring main character Lara Jean?
All the Boys I've Loved Before.
You got the hardest one and didn't get the easy ones. All right, Christine, let me bring Raven back in. There you go.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Christine.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Ironically, the one that I know you don't know is the one she gets right.
Yeah. Well.
All right, number one, Jimmy Buffett had to cancel tour dates due to an unnamed medical issue. He owns what casual dining American restaurant chain named for one of his most popular songs?
Margaritaville.
Yes. Number two, Time Out magazine's list of the top 60 songs of the 80s ranks Prince's Purple Rain at number one.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, I agree. Prince's estate outside Minneapolis is called what?
Paisley Park.
That's right. Number three, Arnold Schwarzenegger has a new job. He is chief action officer at Netflix.
Wow.
In what film did Jamie Lee Curtis play Arnold's wife?
True Lies.
Why does Arnold need a new job? Doesn't he have enough money? Like, what? Like,
I don't think he needs a new job. I think Netflix probably came to him, or they were hanging out in the same circle one time, and they were like, hey, you know what would be great for our audience? It'll definitely have me watch some movies.
But he doesn't get dressed and put on pants every day and go to an office, right? That's not real?
I think he's more of an idea guy nowadays.
Number four, who is the actor in the Apple TV show Ted Lasso that got divorced on the show and ended his real-life relationship?
That's Jason Sudeikis, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And number five, the new Netflix series Exo Kitty dropped in May. The show is a spinoff to what film based off the book by Jenny Han starring main character Lara Jean?
I mean, seriously.
It's the one Christine got.
Yeah, I have no idea. The Traveling Pants.
No. Also a good movie. To all the boys I've loved before.
Yeah, this is my next guest.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Christine. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
This is Christine, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $600 tomorrow, Anna.
I want to thank Danielle. She supplied one of the questions that I used today, and if you have an idea for a question, too, you can submit it at annonraven.com.